Tomorrow, the University of Louisville Marching Band will play My Old Kentucky Home as the horses are led onto the track at Churchill Downs for the 128th running of the Kentucky Derby. Last year's Derby winner, Monarcos, thrilled the crowd with a come-from-behind win, covering the mile and a quarter in the second fastest time ever, just under 2 minutes.
Down to the final furlong they go. Congaree has got the lead. Victor Espinosa riding for his life. Monarcos trying to run him down to the outside. Final furlong. Congaree, Monarcos pushing on by to take the lead. Monarcos and Jorge Chavez going clear. And Monarcos wins the Kentucky Derby. He won it going away. The time was 1:59.4.
Only Secretariat turned a faster Derby time, 1:59 2/5, in 1973. The victory for Monarcos was especially sweet for his breeder, Jim Squires. After being fired as editor of the Chicago Tribune in 1990, the outspoken Squires took his severance pay and bought a horse farm in the Kentucky Bluegrass.
Not everybody in Chicago was sad to see me go, and somebody went on the radio there and said, "That's good for him to be down there with all the other horses' asses. We'll never be able to find him again."
Squires had raised quarter horses as a hobby, but when he and his wife Mary Ann moved to Two Bucks Farm in Versailles, Kentucky, they began breeding and selling thoroughbreds.
We have 15 mares on 132 acres, and we are called a nursery, basically.
You arrange dates for your mares.
We arrange dates. That's exactly right. And the goal is to raise an athlete. And it's about 10% luck and 90% consternation.
Squires combines his journalistic past with his present passion in a candid new book, Horse of a Different Color. He says raising thoroughbreds is not only about how much money you have.
People think you can buy this game, just like George Steinbrenner can buy World Series victories for the Yankees. And so they throw vast sums of money at it every year, and everyone in it sets out to breed or own or ride or train a winner of the Kentucky Derby. And as much as money as you throw at it, you can't plan it or breed it. These horses just show up. And in this case, we had a very inexpensive mare bred to a very inexpensive stallion, and we ended up with an extraordinary horse who had the best day of his life on the most important day of his life.
Right. You are birthing horses to sell them.
Well, that's true. You know, there is no business model that I've been able to find that lets you realistically expect a profit either in breeding or racing. It is a game that is fueled at the top with huge amounts of disposable income of the richest people in the world. And that money filters down, and the rest of us live off of it in one way or another through the exchange. And you really can't afford to be in racing. I mean, racing is a very tough sport. So we don't try to raise them to race. I raise them to sell, and to sell as soon as possible because it reduces the risk. And so we sell our horses when they are from anywhere from 6 months old to a year old. When we get caught with a horse that's 2 years old, it means we couldn't sell it.
Ultimately, this horse was purchased by Jack Oxley and trained by John Ward.
That's right, and he was very fortunate to fall into those hands. As trainers and owners go, you can't beat those two. John Ward is a small stables trainer in the sense that he generally would have less than 40 horses, and Jack Oxley would be a small owner in the sense that he would not have more than two or three Derby prospects. In today's world, you have people who are so intent on winning the Kentucky Derby that they invest hundreds of millions of dollars in an effort to do this, and they might start out every year with 30 potential Derby horses, and there are trainers who could start out every year with maybe 100 potential Derby horses to pick from.
Despite the odds of a Derby champion coming from your modest little farm, you caught Derby fever, which you make sound like Potomac fever.
It's not unlike what happens to presidential candidates. And once people get to the Derby, they do act like people who have gotten to the White House. And it can only bite the wealthiest people now because it's very hard to get the Derby fever when chances of you getting to the Derby are 1 in 35,000. You know that out of every 20 Derby horses which start, only 5 or 6 are serious. The rest are pretenders. From a breeder's standpoint, when your horse makes it there, you begin to fear that he is a pretender. When the race starts, he will fall down in the gate, finish last, throw his jockey, or in some way embarrass you in your farm. And it wasn't until about halfway through the race when it appeared that Monarcos was not only going to finish that race, he was going to finish it in grand fashion, that the fear left me, and I slipped into some kind of coma of ecstasy, which lasted for weeks afterward.
Now, was this like winning the lottery? People came out of the woodwork and wanted to be your pal?
Bob, it's like it's a combination of winning the lottery and the Nobel Prize. I mean, the esteem that you attain instantly is embarrassing, particularly if you know anything about horses and know that you had very little to do with it and that there are people so much better at this than you. The purse at the Derby is $1 million, and the breeder gets absolutely none of that.
Well, it did raise your fortune somewhat. People were, maybe they take a better look at the stallions you raise.
This just shows you what an absurd business this is. I mean, this mare was the same mare before the Derby as she was after, and I probably could have gotten $60,000 for her in foal to a nice stallion before the Derby. And after the Derby, I could have gotten $1 million for her in foal to Monarcos' father. And the offspring that she had produced, Monarcos was the most expensive by far, $100,000, brought the most money. And then the very next baby that we sold in the sale brought $390,000. I feel self-conscious about having such a wonderful year in a year where the rest of the news is so bad.
Jim Squires is author of Horse of a Different Color, A Tale of Breeding Geniuses, Dominant Females, and the Fastest Derby Winner Since Secretariat. Squires and his wife Mary Ann live at Two Bucks Farm in Versailles, Kentucky.